to continue emphasizing the importance of the dialogue that occurs between all of us to make sure ICTs meet the needs of the world. So whilst I can take care of one layer, the logical infrastructure, there are so many other parts of the internet that require the attention of all the stakeholders, including governments, to make sure we have policies that increase access and make sure the internet is a trusted environment with high integrity. And that still needs work. So while we made great progress in the WSIS process, we still have work to do.
Now, for people who have been following the internet and its developments quite closely, I'm sure they'll be very interested in my next question. Can you briefly update us on the IANA stewardship transition?
So IANA are the core functions ICANN administers and coordinates. Those functions, since their inception, have been with ICANN, but with some oversight from the U.S. government. We have come to the point where the U.S. government announced it is ready to sunset its unique oversight and allow the world, the global community, to have oversight over our affairs. We believe that's a very, very good milestone. The remaining activity around the transition includes the following two key steps. The first is for the community to finish the proposal that the U.S. government has asked us for, a proposal that describes how the U.S. government's role will be replaced. That proposal is proceeding well. Hundreds of meetings around the world, exactly 252 to date, with thousands of people involved. And I'm confident that by the end of this year, at the very latest, that proposal should be ready. I think we have taken enough time, and the community has worked very hard to deliver that proposal to the U.S. government by the end of this year, hopefully by the ICANN meeting in Dublin in October, if not by the end of the year. Once the U.S. government receives the proposal, it needs its time to assess it, to review it, for proper hearings to occur and everyone to have a say. We estimate that that process will probably take another 2 to 3 months. So that's where we stand today.
And so you're confident that this process is going to work well and it's going to be well received?
Indeed I am. Indeed I am. For several reasons, one of which is that the real test of that process has passed already, which is, will the community, indeed, on a global level, governments, private sector, technical people, academics, civil society, come together and work towards a common proposal? The answer is yes, because the four components of the proposal have now been built in their first draft, and now we're working to refine them and finish them. So that was, frankly, the biggest milestone to finish, and it's behind us.
So they're not going to be doing it in a vacuum, so to speak. They're going to be doing it in a structured and guided way.
Very much so. Transparent, open, participatory, inclusive. We've spent millions of dollars helping people attend these meetings so that everyone has a voice in them. And therefore, the product, the finished product, will be, in my opinion, a very impressive outcome of a truly open multi-stakeholder approach to making what ICANN does truly neutral and independent and at the service of the public interest.